is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio.
I was just watching him. I could see his face starting. I'm thinking, what's wrong with him? We're about to go back.
You're more concerned about Lopetegui's calf than about my tooth.
We're about to come back to you.
No, I indeed.
Then this big piece of wine gum just comes out with a bit of filling. He sticks
right,
it on
too much
top,
detail.
So.
Too much detail.
No, I in team, but there is an E in two in teeth. Right. Thank you very much, you two. Conor McNamara, Michael Brown. Thank you, Matt. Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Former England defender Matt Upson, who's been with us as well. It's 10:30, which means it's time for Johnny Ianson. Evening, Johnny.
Hello, mate. Thanks very much. How about that, though? 16 years old, Jack Porter. Unbelievable stuff. Thank you very much to Steve Crossman and the team. Yes, welcome along. It's Johnny Ianson in for Gordon. It's exactly 10:30.
I'm Kim Cattrall, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, a new audio drama telling the history of the CIA from the inside out.
The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked.
He's got to convince Congress to give him an open checkbook now.
America has suffered its worst domestic attack of the 20th century at Pearl Harbor.
How do we make contact with the NKGB?
Central Intelligence, starring me, Kim Cattrall, Ed Harris, and Johnny Flynn.
There's $50,000 in it for you if you say yes.
Listen on BBC Sounds.
Yes, hello and welcome along then to the sound of your Wednesday evening. This is Johnny in for Gordon Smart. Plenty to come on the programme for you. Of course, we'll talk a lot more about the fighting which is continuing between Israel and Hezbollah. We'll hear from a doctor who's treating those injured in the conflict in Lebanon. It's a family group chat as well. Tonight's subject is family business. The families who don't just live together, but also work together as well. Really looking forward to discussing that one, because is there such a thing as spending too much time with your other half? I guess it depends on who you ask. And listen, I know that we are in the business of selling things, getting you to listen, making it an appointment for you to stay with us. But honestly, I'm not going to lie when I say you cannot miss this interview that we've got coming up for you later on the programme. It's not often that we talk about hippo attacks. Stay with us for the story of a man who was dragged into an African river by a hippopotamus who miraculously has lived to tell the tale.
There was an almighty crash, much like a car crash, really, and our canoe leapt up in the air, and we were turfed out, and then I felt this thing come from underneath me and grab me, and then I was dragged underwater by the hippo in its jaws and taken down to the bottom of the river.
Honestly, it is an absolutely astonishing tale. Roland and Shirley Cherry will be with us tonight. Honestly, you do not want to miss that.
BBC
Radio 5 Live.
The voice of the UK.
We need somebody to look after our economy.
It's the biggest issue in Scotland at the moment.
Wherever you are in the UK, you're part of this with us on this network. Johnny Ianson. Listen on BBC Sounds.
So let's turn our attention to our main news of the programme. The Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, has told British nationals in Lebanon to leave now, saying the situation in the Middle East is escalating almost hour by hour. It comes after the head of the Israeli Armed Forces, Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi, said that preparations are being made for possible ground invasions of Lebanon. The UK has tonight announced it's sending £5 million to Lebanon to support the humanitarian response via the United Nations. We're going to keep you right across this fast-developing situation tonight. So let's hear Keir Starmer, who's been talking to the BBC political editor Chris Mason.
Leave now. It's very important. The situation is escalating. We need the situation to de-escalate. But I say to British nationals, don't wait. Leave now. We are ramping up the contingency plans for an evacuation, as you would expect. But my message is, don't wait for that. There are commercial flights still coming out. It is important to leave and to leave now. And through you, I really want to get that message across to those individuals in Lebanon, because it's very important that I do it.
You're deploying hundreds of troops to nearby Cyprus. Would you put troops into danger on the ground to help evacuate Britons if that becomes necessary?
I am not going to get into the details of evacuation plans. As you would expect, we put contingency measures in place. But here in New York, in the UN General Assembly, I'm being very, very clear. This is a dangerous situation now. And all parties need to pull back from the brink to de-escalate. We need a ceasefire, and this needs to be sorted out by diplomatic means. Very, very clear messaging on that, very firm messaging on that, along with key allies. But I am very concerned about the increasing escalation, which is not just day on day, but almost hour on hour at the moment.
The Prime Minister's been talking about the crisis at a gathering of the United Nations Security Council.
We need an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Lebanese Hezbollah and the implementation of a political plan which allows Israeli and Lebanese civilians to live in peace and security. That security will come through diplomacy, not escalation. There is no military solution here, nor is there a military-only solution to the conflict in Gaza.
Sir Keir Starmer will talk to the General Assembly of the United Nations tomorrow. With us now live on the programme is Gina Abercrombie Winstanley, President of the Middle East Policy Council, Senior Fellow at the Atlantic Council and former US Ambassador. Good evening to you, Gina.
Good evening.
I'll maybe ask you to preempt the speech in a moment's time. I think we can possibly guess the themes of it. But do you think it'll actually make any difference to what is happening in the Middle East, specifically Israel's approach and attacks on Lebanon at the moment?
I believe, as we have seen for the last 11 months, that it is unlikely in and of itself to make a difference. So we need to understand a bit better what's happening, not publicly. What are the conversations? What is being put on the table, either as an incentive or a disincentive for the Israelis to continue and for Hezbollah to continue? Unfortunately, the Israelis appear to have made a calculation that this push is going to be helpful to the Prime Minister, and it looks likely, certainly recent polling shows that the strikes against Hezbollah have been popular within Israel. It may keep him going forward until the Knesset comes back and he's able to more effectively fight for remaining in place. He also needs to get those people back to their homes in the north of Israel. And this is a way he thinks that he can put the pressure on Hezbollah and the rest of Lebanon to move that forward.
It's important to set that context, isn't it, Gina? Because Netanyahu has not been for some time popular amongst Israelis. He's also, as I understand it, facing some potential corruption charges as well.
So that is correct.
It is in his vested political interest to take the attention away from that. Do you really think he is beginning and encouraging this offensive for those personal reasons,
rather than the ones he's talking about returning the Israelis to the north of the country and dealing with Hezbollah and the Iranian threat on a wider context?
Well, certainly having 60,000 plus Israelis displaced is not helping his standing. So I certainly believe that he does want to be able to return them. However, we've heard from Israelis themselves, from the defense establishment in Israel, as well as the president of the United States, questioning his motivation for continuing the war. We know that the hostages have been a priority for the United States and apparently less so for the Prime Minister. We know that the IDF has killed more hostages than it has rescued, that the hostages that have been rescued, it was done by and through diplomatic means, and the Prime Minister is eschewing those means at this point. He is not accepting the deal that President Biden has put on the table, modified, put a new one on the table, and so too, Hamas has not taken up the deal for a ceasefire. So both sides seem to believe and are acting as if the priority is not a ceasefire, not relief for Palestinians and not relief for Israelis.
Israel has said today there is a very real possibility of an incursion, of a ground offensive. How much of a different proposition would that be, taking on Hezbollah rather than Hamas, for instance, this paramilitary group who have had a lot of battle-hardened experience in Syria, fighting for President Assad, and a lot of urban warfare experience in that region too?
Well, we had a preview of this in 2006 when Hezbollah started a war via kidnapping Israeli soldiers. The casualties on the Lebanese side were horrific. The destruction of infrastructure in Lebanon was substantial. But Israel also suffered over 100 casualties, and the Prime Minister at the time certainly paid a political price for that. It was absolutely devastating for Lebanon, but it was terrible for Israel as well. This is a ground offensive. If they do carry it out, it is going to be costly for both sides, but certainly more costly for the Lebanese. This may bring additional pressure on Hassan Nasrallah, the Secretary General of Hezbollah, and of course the preparation that the Israelis have done with taking out their communication systems, with making them doubt, suspect their colleagues, because there must have been some infiltration in order to do that, as well as killing off senior commanders who were around Nasrallah in leadership, certainly have hobbled Hezbollah. But they have thousands, tens of thousands of rockets that they can send Israel's way. So it's going to be costly on both sides.
Okay, Gina, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time. That's Gina Abercrombie Winstanley there, President of the Middle East Policy Council. We are expecting Sir Keir Starmer to give that speech tomorrow to the General Assembly of the United Nations. And of course, we'll reflect that on the programme tomorrow evening. Now, so far, the Lebanese Health Ministry say more than 600 people have been killed across the country over the last few days, including 50 children. I've been speaking to Dr. Wahid Terro, a surgeon in Beirut with 41 years experience, who's been treating people affected by last week's pager and walkie-talkie bomb attacks. And just a warning, you may find some of the details in this interview upsetting. It is quite graphic. Dr. Terro has been explaining what the last week has been like as a surgeon in a war zone.
I have been witnessed for many wars, but I haven't met such injuries like that of what we have seen in the past week. The nature of injuries are unprecedented. Unprecedented, the nature of injuries. If the pager is so close to the eyes or to the face and handled by the hands, then the victim will lost 10 fingers or 9 or 8. And of sure, he will lose 2 eyes.
Right.
So I have treated 3 people. The first one died within the operation. The second one, we proceeded with the operation. We took out the two eyes. There was no nose, no ears, no lips, and lost about 8 fingers. And he's still alive. And the last one is a lady, 18 or 19 years old. Also, she handled the pager close to her face. She lost the two eyes. We removed the two eyes. There was no nose, no ears, and lost about 9 to 8 fingers. So all the injuries are approximately the same. Why? Because the pager, when they received the message, they should see the message. So they took the messenger in one hand or in two hands. Who took in one hand, he lost the 5 fingers. Mm-hmm. Who handled in the two hands, he maybe lost 8 or 9, but not the 10 fingers. So all the injuries are approximately the same. Mm. These kind of injuries I haven't met before.
So you haven't seen injuries like this before. You've been treating people, as you say,
no,
affected by the pager attacks, and there were the walkie-talkie attacks as well. The health minister of Lebanon has talked about carnage within,
yes,
within the country as the hospitals struggle to cope. Can you talk us through how difficult you are finding it in the hospitals? Are you struggling for medicines? Are you struggling to be able to operate? What kind of conditions are you working under at the moment?
Okay. We are facing problems regarding the equipments, and the main problem is the number of injuries, the number of people who get injured. Can you imagine in a couple of seconds you get 4,800 injured people? Can you imagine? It's so difficult. So the number of surgeons or doctors wasn't enough to deal with this huge number of injured people. No matter how prepared you are, it's still a huge number of injured people.
Israel is saying it's targeting Hezbollah. Well over 500 people have been killed now. But it sounds as though you've been treating women. I take it you have been seeing children admitted to the hospital as well. So there are quite obviously a lot of civilian casualties that are impacted by these,
yes,
attacks at the moment.
Yes, I have treated only civilian people. And the ages range between 10, 20, 35, 28, this range of ages. One of them is even a nurse, 18 years old, and she's still alive. She lost the two eyes. I removed the two eyes. No nose, no ears, no chin, no lips. Lost about 9 or 8 fingers. But she's still alive.
Good grief.
She has nothing to do with the war. She happened to be using a pager. But how? I don't know.
The attacks are looking like they will continue and if not intensify. There is talk from Israel of potentially an invasion into the country with IDF soldiers. How worried are,
yes,
you the impact that this war escalating is going to have on the civilian population and the people you're treating?
I'm extremely worried. The worst is yet to come. Yes.
Do you worry that you,
yes,
will have the resources to be able to treat people? We have seen what's happened in Gaza. We have seen the way in which the hospitals there and the healthcare system has effectively collapsed because of the conflict. Do you worry that you will struggle with the resources to care for the people that are presented to you?
Yes, I am worried. Yes, in the future. Yes, that's always an option. And as you know, the economic situation in Lebanon is not so good. And the level of people, I mean money-wise, is not so good. And the hospitals are prepared to deal with such injuries, but for how long? If the thing's getting worse, I think we are not able to give aid or to deal with the injured people in the future. The war will get worse, believe me.
And, Wahed, you have become a doctor because you want to treat people, you want to help people. As you say, you've been doing this for 41 years, but you've never seen anything like this. How are you coping with the work that you're having to carry out?
I'm now 70 years old. I'm trying to help people. And I should remain hopeful. What can I do? At the end, I'm a doctor and should help people. And I have to struggle with my colleagues. And working on surgery for war casualties has been a profound and challenging experience. Each operation is a reminder of the devastating impact of conflict on human lives.
That is Dr. Wahed Tero there, speaking to me before the show from Beirut as he operates on some of the people, the civilian casualties of the Israeli bombings. Of course, this is an ongoing story. If you would like to keep up with the latest, visit the BBC News website, and there is a live page there with the latest on what's happening in the Middle East. Now, let's turn our attentions to the alleged abuse by Mohammed Al-Fayed, the former Harrods owner. One of the women who has accused him of abuse during her time working at Harrods has told the BBC that she and other women were like lambs to the slaughter. More than 20 women have now told the BBC they were sexually assaulted by the billionaire who died last year. Five of the women shared their story with BBC Breakfast this morning. And we thought it was important that we heard these incredibly brave women again tonight. One of them, Catherine, was hired in 2005 to work in the department store.
And the first week or so was really humiliating because I had the Harrods attire of a black suit, and he would call me into his office and tell me this doesn't work and this is distracting, and then would rip my buttons open of the front of my shirt and stuff money into my pocket and tell me to go and buy more suits, and I would come back the next day and repeat it for a week. And then it was, your hair's awful, you need to straighten your hair. Sent me for a lip wax. So by the end of the first week, I was shattered, because this is supposed to be the big new job.
That was the first week?
Yeah. So I ended up with a lot of suits. That was my initial experience. I later travelled to Paris with him, realised I was in danger there because my door didn't lock and had to barricade the door with a suitcase and a chair. And ultimately, he forced himself upon me in his office. And I fought him off and I said, I'm a PA and I'm a PA only, that's all I do. And he said, well, you should have gone to work in the post office then if that's what you wanted. And the next day my desk was gone and I lost my job.
That's Catherine. And this is Lindsay. She spoke about the night she says she was drugged and subjected to an attempted rape during a work trip to Paris.
He always had tried to isolate me, and I was told that I was going on a business trip to Paris, when in fact it turned out I was being trafficked, because we went for dinner to the Ritz with another colleague and three celebrities, and I got a tap on the shoulder by the security, and me and this other colleague got taken to our accommodation, which I assumed would be the Ritz Hotel because he owned it and we were there. But we got taken to Dodie's flat, and as you walked in, all the doors locked behind you, and I said to the security guy, you know, what's that all about? And he said, oh, it's just to keep you safe, but it was to make sure you couldn't escape. So, that was my experience. And it was the most terrifying night of my life.
Nicole worked for Mohammed Al-Fayed as his executive assistant between 2005 and 2007.
One of the things I really vividly remember in the office was this palpable anxiety that you could really feel. It was like a sort of hum in the air. And people would explain it to me that he was very mercurial, so he would come in and you would never know what you were going to get. You would never know if he was going to be in a good mood, he would be shouting. So every single day, you sort of have this anxiety of, right, what's the day going to bring? How am I going to have to manage this? How am I going to be able to get through the day? And it was a battle to sort of come out the other side smiling. And the awful thing is, I think you'd sort of get used to it.
Gemma worked as one of Al Fayed's PAs between 2007 and 2009. She told BBC Breakfast about the lifelong trauma of being raped in Paris while she worked for the Harrods boss.
You know, it's something that's probably never going to go away. I think, you know, there's going to be ways we can start to deal with it, cope with it. But ultimately, you know, it feels like Harrods is never going to disappear. And it's something that's it's present in everyday life. And, you know, I think being able to come out and speak about it, although it's rehashing the trauma, it's helpful, you know. These women have been amazing support, and I think we're sort of getting stronger together day by day. But yeah, I think it's definitely trauma that's lifelong.
And we also heard today from Jen. She worked for Mohammed Al Fayed at Harrods for almost 5 years and was subjected to a number of serious sexual assaults and attempted rape. This morning, she spoke publicly for the first time.
Well, I think first and foremost, it's part of the healing process. I have lived with this as a secret that I've been deeply ashamed of for 35 years. I hadn't told a soul. And when this action began a couple of years ago, it offered me the opportunity to perhaps deal with that trauma and begin to heal from the trauma. Initially, I didn't want to be involved because Mohammed was still alive. And as ridiculous as that may sound to people not involved, he still felt like a threat until the moment he died. His death helped me to be able to come forward without fear of any consequences. I've recently been able to tell my family, which has been a huge thing for me. It was something I hoped never to have to do, but I have now. And I would like to be able to appeal to anybody else who's been through something like this that hasn't yet come forward. And I'm hoping that in doing what we're doing, we will encourage more people to do the same.
That's Catherine, Lindsay, Nicole, Gemma and Jen all talking to the BBC this morning. And if you are affected by this story and need help, you can find a host of organisations on the BBC Action Line page. Just go to bbc.co.uk/Action Line. It's 5 to 11. It's Johnny in for Gordon. And we'll turn our attention to TV now because we've learnt today that Philip Schofield is making his return more than a year after quitting ITV's This Morning. He walked away after almost 2 decades presenting the show amid rumours of a rift with co-host Holly Willoughby and the revelation of his affair with a colleague. He said the relationship was unwise but not illegal. But it was his fault and his biggest, sorriest secret. Schofield has now signed up for Channel 5's Castaway, where he'll be stranded on an island off Madagascar for 10 days and will have to self-record his experience. It airs next week.
I've been cast away on a desert island completely on my own. All I have is camera gear, and I can say whatever I want about whatever I want. It's my chance to tell my side of my story. I know what I did was unwise, but is it enough to absolutely destroy someone?
Well, joining us is Mark Barkowski, a PR consultant. Evening, Mark.
Good evening.
Is this a smart move by Philip Schofield and Channel 5, do you think?
Well, it's a heroic and a genius piece of casting from Channel 5. I mean, the noise and the online chatter about this is what every, you know, television companies crave for now in a world where linear TV isn't what it is. For Philip Schofield, some would say it's a Hail Mary, it's an attempt to claw back some popularity, to have control. We shall see whether or not he can create the sort of compelling content that sustains, you know, 3 programmes. Because when it's hyped to this level, there's a lot of expectation, and one would hope that it meets that expectation.
Do you think people will be watching it for entertainment, though, Mark? Or will they just be watching it to see what he says and, you know, if he shows contrition, to try and judge him on if he's learnt his lesson, quote unquote, as celebs so often love to do in the wake of you know, any sort of scandal?
Well, it's piqued curiosity, and curiosity, you know, whether it's entertainment, we're fascinated to hear, you know, the side of the story. Look, you know, make no mistake, Philip Schofield was an enormous name. You know, he was a, you know, was a significant broadcaster, you know, was born and bred by the BBC, went on to great things at ITV, big television formats around him. So, you know, him being disgraced, I mean, he'd do anything, you know, illegal as such. He had crossed a few boundaries, wasn't straight with people, particularly his agent and his masters at ITV. So, you know, how he uses this experience, you know, to tell his story, the proof will be in the pudding. Look, I mean, a lot of celebrities use reality, you know, route to regain, you know, popularity. But this is not usual. It's just him and a camera alone, with the power of the edit. Whether that will make the type of TV that people will want, that's a big question.
What is the risk in this, do you think? What could go wrong?
The risk is it's terrible TV. Right. The risk is if self-serving, whining narrative, that people will disconnect. You know, look, they know what they've delivered, and it's remarkable they've kept this a secret. It's been announced today. The show's, you know, next week. You know, they've kept everybody away from this. So that's a certain triumph in this age of social media, where every gossip and every half truth is actually finds its way into the consciousness. So, you know, Channel 4 don't lose anything. Sorry, start again. Channel 5 doesn't lose anything on this. They, you know, they get an audience for it. It's a commercial station. It's driven by advertisers. Advertisers might like
well,
this.
It will be.
I mean, it's just whether or not
people,
you know,
watch
it's
it.
Good enough.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, good to talk to you, Mark. That's Mark Bukowski there, PR consultant. Channel 5 Castaway with Phil Schofield tomorrow.
The voice of the UK
and the home of the Premier League.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
BBC News at 11 o'clock. This is Justine Green. Israel's most senior general has told troops to be ready for a possible incursion into southern Lebanon to fight Hezbollah. General Hetzi Halevi said airstrikes were degrading Hezbollah forces before ground forces could enter. Speaking ahead of a UN Security Council meeting, President Macron of France has urged de-escalation to avoid a full-scale war. Our international editor Jeremy Bowen is in Jerusalem.
Israel believes that inflicting this pain will force Hezbollah somehow to stop firing into Israel. That is against all the ideology and history of behavior that they've had. I think at a time like this, their instinct will be to keep on firing as long as they can.
President Putin has made a fresh threat about the possible use of nuclear weapons if Russia comes under attack. He warned that aggression by a non-nuclear state that was supported by a nuclear power would be considered a joint attack. Labour has insisted it will stand firm on its cuts to the winter fuel allowance in England and Wales after delegates at the party's conference voted to scrap the policy. Under the plans, the payments of up to £300 will only go to those who receive pension credit or other means-tested benefits. The vote put forward by the Unite Union is non-binding. The Health Secretary Wes Streeting said the government would not be changing course.
The thing about delegates to party conference, whether they're from our constituencies or trade unions, they get the chance to put their points across and they get the chance to speak up in the ways that on the issues that they care about and give us the advice that they think we should follow. But ultimately, it's us, the government, the Parliamentary Labour Party, that don't have the luxury of ducking the difficult choices and decisions.
Rail workers in the RMT union have voted overwhelmingly to accept a pay offer to end their long-running dispute. Workers at Network Rail and at train operating companies will receive an increase of 4.5%. The Transport Secretary Louise Hay said the pay rise would clear the way for vital reform, including modernising working practices. EU member states have approved lowering the protection